brought her a more tangible reward than sometimes falls to the lot of the toiler. Mrs. Constance died, and in her will she left to Margaret her little up-country cottage and enough money to provide her an income for the rest of her life. Margaret took immediate possession of her little house, and with the aid of a capable old servant, soon found herself very comfortable. She realized that her days of drudgery were over, and that henceforth life would be a very different thing from what it had been. Margaret meant to have a good time. She had never had any pleasure, and now she was resolved to garner in all she could of the joys of existence. "I'm not going to do a single useful thing for a year," she had told Mrs. Boyd gaily. "Just think of it, a whole delightful year of vacation, to go and come at will, to read, travel, dream, rest. After that, I mean to see if I can find something to do for other folks, but I'm going to have this one golden year, and the first thing in it is our trip to Vancouver. I'm so glad I have the chance to go with you. It's a wee bit..."